Yeah, so we are at the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. So we are let's start from about 8 lines in the bottom. Amr Bami, Kosef is Achas B'Tavariv, Achas B'Tziperi Chayev. I think we saw this, but we'll just see it again. The person writes one letter in Tiberi and one letter in Tziperi, one is Chayev. Why? Because Ksiva here, it's considered to be an act of Ksiva. You just need to be makarev the two pieces of paper, one to the other. That's all you need to do. Break the Gemara tonight. We learned in the Mishnah, kosem al shnei kusta habayis, al shnei dapi pinkus. If you write on two walls of a house, or two dapim of a pinkus, the ein negim zemzeh, and they're not red naturally with one another, one is on the northern wall, one is on the southern wall, you're butter. So how can you tell me if you're right in two different cities, you're going to be chayiv? Says the Gemara now, hasa mechusa maisa to crave. There you need to do an action. You need to kind of chisel into the wall in order to kind of bring and be makari of the two letters together. Whereas hachale mechusa maisa to crave. The word maisa is the operative word over here. Yes, you need to be makari of the two pieces of paper together. But just being makarev, the two pieces of paper, that's not a maisa. You don't need to kind of chisel into the wall. And therefore, being that it's not mechusa maisa kreva, therefore you're going to be chay. Fine. Tana, we learned in a braisa, hegia is achas chayiv. If a person is magia, one single letter, you are chayiv. Frankly, how can that possibly be? Hashta, kosav is achas potor. If you actually write and you form a single letter, that's insufficient. That's not enough to be mechayiv you. You want to tell me if you just fix up your megia one single letter, that's enough to be mechayiv you. Does it make sense? Hegia isachas chayiv. Amrav sheishis hachavamayiskinon kigen shnotlu legage shofez vaso shnei zainin. The case is, you removed the gag of the ches, and you thereby converted it into two zayins. If you look at Rashi says three lines in the bottom of Soshne zayin vasefer lekach tzarech, and this is what the sefer needs, and therefore that is considered to be a significant action, and that's considered to be another way of creating two letters. So it's not an idea of the actual formation of two letters, or the actual writing of two letters from scratch, but it's the formation of two letters which can be done by the removal of the gag of the ches, which creates two letters. That is abaya. That's Rosh Hashanah, excuse me. Whereas, Rava Amar Kigin Shenotlu Letage Sholdales Vaso Reish. What happened over here? It was supposed to be a Reish, but instead, it's a Dalet. And so what did you do? You removed the tag, the bit which protrudes on the top right-hand side of the Dalet. You removed that, and you converted it into a Reish. Says Rashi, Rav Amar Kigen Shnotlo Lataga the Dalet. Deloy Havi Ela Hagas Eisachas. Ubedavamut. And nevertheless, Chayiv. Hayol Vezeu Tikun HaSefer. This is also considered to be a tikkun ha-sefer. The osel adam lishri sefer she'ena muga, mishum al tishkin ba'alecha avla. There's an isser for a person to keep a sefer which is not properly fixed and has mistakes in it and so on. V'havilei kikosev ezachas v'shlima le-sefer. It's like the Gemara we saw yesterday, that at times you can write one single letter, but by doing this one single letter, you've been mashed on the whole sefer. And we said that even the Rabbanan of Rav Yehuda, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Eliezer would be mechayev of you. That's what she says. Damar ne'el techayev afilo l'Rabbanan. Fine.
Sorry, isn't it also a problem of Sitron?
Of
Sitron, now that you've changed into something else.
Well, sometimes yes and sometimes no. Sefer Teretz Tefillin Mezuzah, sometimes there's the problem of Kisidron and sometimes there isn't. I mean, you're right. Let's say by certain things this possibly would be a problem. But But you're right. That would make a difference if we were dining on the kashrus of the sefer Torah, the tefillin, and the mezuzahs. If there was a problem of kisidrin, then you're right. Then it wouldn't help. So either we'll have to say we're speaking by something where there is no such problem, like by tefillin, the mashal, I believe. Tana says the brayis and iskaven lichtiv ois achas. Person had in mind to write one letter. V'alu biyadu shtayim. And what happened? They ended up writing two letters. They wrote two letters by mistake. V'alu biyadu shtayim. Rashi says, Hainu nami miskaven lichtiv ches. V'kasav shnei zaynin. So they were planning on writing and forming the letter ches. And instead of connecting it, they didn't connect it. And therefore they ended up writing two zayins. Says the Braisi Achayev, Freg de Gemara Votnan Potter, but we learned in the Mishnah that you are Potter. Lekasha ha de boyz yune, ha de loy boyz yune. It depends if it needs tagin or not. So if you look at Rashi says, ha de snan Potter, de boyz yune, meaning sha'adayin tzriches roshe hazainin lazainin betagin shlan. You still need to add the tagin, the crowns, shahazainin shirchiz gimel ziyunin yamin smol ulamala, it needs left, right, and up above kedamin and b'menachas. So let's just speak out the implication according to Rashi. We're saying over here we have one brayis which says that if you had in mind to write one letter and by mistake you wrote two letters, says the brayis, that you are chayiv. I will learn to the Mishnah your potter. Well, it depends. If you still need to put the zayin in, the tagin on, then you're going to be a potter. But if you don't need to put the tagin on, then you're going to be a chayiv. So the question is why, even if you don't need to put the tagin on, why should you be a chayiv? If your intention was to write one letter, and you ended up writing two letters, Mali, that these two letters are kosher and they don't require any additional work, but at the end of the day, that was not my intention. So the Tesis Rid asks this kasha, and I'm quite grateful because I was looking around to find someone who asked this kasha. I was bothered with it. He says, "V'kashali ma'ishna min iskaven lizrik shtayim v'zarek arba de potter im neishle niskaven lakach." Just like if you had in mind to throw two amas, which is not the shear, and you ended up doing being Zerg Dalat, which is the shear, your potter. So over here, you had in mind to write one letter, which is half of the shear, and you ended up writing two letters, which is the shear. So isn't that a classical case of misasik? And there's a pter misasik. V'achanami l'niskaven lichtiv elaches, v'alu biyadu shnei zaynin shlei v'kavon v'amay mechayiv. So asks the Tesis Rid and Rashi, Mishamach, and nearly the Faresh, the Masnis and the Potter, the Lei Boi Ziyuni, you don't need the Ziyuni. What does that mean? Sha'alu biyadu shnei zainin yafin, the Mishamach, the Potter, shlein eskaven leksiva di Isura, but also biyadu ksiva di Isura. O Bright says that Tanichayev, kegen the tzrichi ziyuni vizainin la'achemikan. So it seems to be a case where he writes it and he decides that he actually wants to go ahead and use these letters. I think he's saying something along those lines, but if it's Tam that you just did it and that was not your intention, surely there would be the regular Ptur of Misnasik. You'll take a look at the Tesis Rid. Let's see further. Because of his Achas Netrikin, we said, if one writes one letter which serves as an acronym of sorts, Rabbi Shir ben Beseira Machayiv, the Chachamim patron, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Mishum, Rabbi Yisi ben Zimra, Menayin Lashon Netrikin min HaTorah, where do we find that the Torah speaks in a Netrikin type of form that we're saying that this is significant enough, that therefore if you write one letter with a Netrikin type of form, you're going to be chayiv, surely it has to have some precedent in the Chumash. So we say, Shenamar ki av hamoin goyim nesaticha. And we say that av hamoin is a nutrikin. And I guess we have to say that we know from elsewhere that av hamoin is a nutrikin because Presumably, otherwise, from any single word in the Chumash, you could come up with your own symbolism as to what it represents. So I'm assuming the pshat is that we must know from an outside source that this was like a mesorah, that this is what the words Av Hamoin stand for. As the Gemara says, Ki Av Hamoin Goy Nesatira, Av Nesatira is the Aleph. Av Nesatira Le'umais is the Aleph. Beis is Bach Nesatira Be'umais. I made you the choice one amongst the Umais. Then Hamoin is Chaviv Nesatira Be'umais, and even though one's a Hay and one's a Ches, but we know that the Hay and the Ches are interchangeable, says the Rashba over here. Melech for the Mem, Melech Nesatira Be'umais, Vasik Nesatira Be'umais. I'm not sure exactly what the connotation of Vasik is in this reference, but I made you a Vasik in the Umais. And in Ne'eman in Nesatir al-Umais, you were the trustworthy, dependable, loyal one in the nations of the world. So that to the extent that we know, I guess we have some type of a Masera, we have some type of a Kabbalah, but this is what Av Hamoin means. So you see that the Torah itself speaks in a Trikan type of form, in which case, that's also going to have significance in Hilchos Shabbos. Rav Yehonah the Day Omar, he says another thing. Instead of this was B'Shem Rabbi Yisrael ben Zimra, he himself says, famous line, Omar Anechi is an Atrikin of Ana and Nafshi, Kastus Yahavis, my Nefesh, so to speak, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wrote and I gave over to you. Rashi says, five lines down, Anechi Midulay Omar Ani. I mean, the Joshua is that it should have said Ani, and Anechi, meaning Ani, I think the Malbim says also by Anechi Esav Bechirecha, that I think the Malbim says that the difference between Ani and Anechi is, Ani means, what is it, Reuven? Is it Shimon? Is it Levi? No, it's Ani. It's just pointing out which person it is. It's me. But Anechi implies much more of something to do with the Mahus of the person. So Hashem is saying that my Kutcha Brich V'Reisa Yisrael Chadu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I've given myself over to you. Yet Rabban Amri, Amir Ne'ima Kesiva Yahava, a pleasant statement, which is Torah, I wrote and I gave it to you. Yekadamri Anechi L'mafreya, we dash not L'mafreya, and we say, Yehiva Kesiva, Ne'monim Amorea. I've given over the writing, and it's Amorim, its statements are Ne'mon. Debir ibn Asin Amar, ki yarat haderech lenegdi. So this is a pasuk in Balak. What does the pasuk say? It says, Ve'yemei lav malach Hashem al ma'i ki zez aslein chazesh shalosh v'dalim. In Anechi Yatzasi L'Satan Ki Yarat Aderech L'Negdi. So what is that? Yara Rasa Natasa. So Yarat. So Yara Rasa Natasa. It was fearful that which it saw, and therefore it veered off to the side. The Beirbish Maltana Carmel. It says Carmel. Rashi says, in reference to the Mincha Sa'omer, Geres Carmel. So what does that mean? Carmel, so we say Carmole. So the shell is filled. Rashi says, Gabi Mincha Sa'omer, Ksiv Geres Carmel, Shemivir Kishilacha. It's moist and it's full. Doicha Zerenafuach, while the seed is kind of filled up. Vakar Shalakash, the cluster of the Kash is Mole Hemenu. That is the time when you bring the Omer. Rav Abba Yaakov Amar, Vahu Kilolani Klala Nim Retzes. So David is speaking to Shlomo, and he was saying, do what you need to do to Shimi ben Gera for what he did to me, because he cursed me with a Klala Nim Retzes. So what is Nim Retzes? Unusual word, Netriken. Noyefu, meaning Shimi was saying about David that he's a noyef, he's an adulterer. Mayavihu, he's from Mayav, he's a ritzeachu. Seiru te evo, and so on. That's what he was saying about David. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, ma nedaber ma nitzdadok. So this is quite interesting. Meaning, this, as we know, obviously is the pasuk which this is Yehuda speaking to Yosef, and he's saying ma neimer ladoni ma nedaber ma nitzdadok. So what can we do to kind of vindicate ourselves? So says the Gemara, what does this mean? Nechayim anachnu, tzadikim anachnu, tohirim anachnu, dakim anachnu, kedoshim anachnu. Meaning, what can we do to justify ourselves? Meaning, really we are nechayim, really we are tzadikim, really are with tohirim and dakim and kedoshim, but what can we possibly do to prove that to you when now there has been an act where you found the gevia by Binyamin, and you know there's nothing we can do to show that we are actually guiltless. Good. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Case of these is b'shtei halames. B'shtei halames. Achas shachris v'achas bein arbayim. Rabbi Mula Machaye v'chachamim patron. So a person writes two letters, which is the shear of Malachas Kosef, but he does it in two halames, two lapses of awareness. Meaning he didn't realize, let's say, it was Shabbos, he didn't realize Ksiv was on, so he wrote one. And then he realized it was Shabbos, or he realized it was a Malach HaSura, and then once again he forgets, and he writes a second letter. So Remin Lil's Mechayiv, even though it was a second Halama, nevertheless, Remin Lil is Mechadash Yechayiv, and Mechachamim Pater. Let's just see Rashi. Achashachas Achas Bein Arbayim. Kaven da Havale shows bein daim kadei leida Havale kishtei halames. That's interesting. So Rashi, I guess, is bothered. I mean, why does the Mishnah need to say one in the morning and one in the evening? I mean, the Mishnah could have just said that Hakoyz beiz aisis b'shtei halames, finished. So I think maybe what Rashi is saying is, and Tosfos disagrees, but I think what Rashi is bothered by that addition. So Rashi is saying that the very fact that it's morning and the evening, that is Havilei Kishtei Halames. Because there was time for you to discover between the morning and the evening, so it's like Kishtei Halames. There's certainly time to discover what day it is of the week. And in theory, there's also time for a person to learn that this Malach is a Malach Asura. That's interesting. That's the way Rashi says. As I mentioned, Tosfos disagrees over here. Take a look. Says the Gemara, "B'maikem b'flagi." What's the nekudas hamachlekes? Rami Gamliel Savor ein yediyah lachatzi shir. Meaning the pashtus is like the Rabbanan. The pashtus is that you had a yediyah in between. If you have a yediyah, it's mechalek. Rami Gamliel says no. Ein yediyah lachatzi shir. Rabbanan say the yesh yediyah lachatzi shir. The Rabbanan say, we always say a yediyah is mechalek. We always say, we look at the halamas. If it was only if you did the full act in one halam and one halama, you chayiv. But if you did half in one halam and half in the other one, you're potter. Whereas Amul says that there is nothing significant in your action that we should kind of stop the clock because you haven't actually done a pa'ula or asura yet to say that your halama and your yediyah is yediyah. It's a yediyah for what? You haven't done anything yet. That is the Nekuda Zamachlekes. Okay, Hadron Lachabayna. Zog the Mishnah, and I'm going to kind of say in advance, we're going to get to discussion of Oysa Shtei Botinirin with the weaving process, with the various old-fashioned weaving apparatus, which we'll see a picture in a minute, but the Metzias is a little bit difficult to hop, so we'll just try and kind of, you know, go through it as best as we can.
Why
does it not start with what?
Every perek starts with matnitin. Here it doesn't start. I mean, if you look at all of them, Mishnah, it doesn't give you the Mishnah. It says, it's like these two parakim are connected.
Well, I mean, often the beginning of the perek doesn't say matnitin. The beginning of the parak usually just begins with a name. Like if you look at the last parak, it just begins Haboina. If you look at Hazerik, it just begins Hazerik. Usually the beginning of the parakim just begins with Hamatzniah.
Does it say Mishnah in the last one?
I'm sorry?
In the last perek, Chadeshem.
Yeah. It just begins Hazerek, though. It begins Hazerek.
Abone, for example.
Right, it doesn't say the word Nesnisen. It just begins with... usually the beginning of the perek just begins with a thing. Yeah, so as I said, we will just try and do our best, but if someone is able to go through it properly with all the diagrams, I would certainly advise. Okay, let's see. Zog the Mishnah. Reb Elezer Eimer Ha'irig Shloisha Chutin Matchila V'Aches Al Ha'irig Chayiv. So first we're discussing Malachas Ariga. When it comes to weaving, if a person weaves three strings initially, that is the shear, or one string, if you have an already pre-existing swatch of fabric, you've already begun the weaving, and then you do one additional string, that is enough to be mechayiv. Whereas v'chachamim meimrim bein mitchila bein b'seiv shir beis chutin. We always say two is the shir. Two is the shir. Let's just say a couple of Rashi's on this. First, with lezer osalat leferushei shir oireg shemona baveis malachis desnan asem shnei chutin. Meaning we mentioned in Kla Gadol, we mentioned the malach, we didn't see the shir. He's saying it's three in one. Betchila imzu tchila sarigas shal beged aches al oireg im meisifu al oireg shiurei ba'aches dimitztarif im ashar. One to do one, it has the milo that it's mitztarif, whereas the rabbanim say both at the beginning and at the end, it's always going to be two. That is that. Let us just pause for a moment and take a look at this picture. Yeah, if you can take a look at this picture. So here we get into Oisishtei Bati Nirim. So let's just kind of go slowly, and I'm sure there's people who know much more about this than I do, but... If you look over here at the top, you've got the Kovid Elyon, and the bottom you've got the Kovid Tachton. So the first stage in the Malach is when they would take the Chutei Shasi, the warp strings, and they would tie them from the Kovid Elyon to the Kovid Tachton, and attaching those strings together, that is the Malach of Mesech. Which is, interesting, and we made the horror before, and it's quite fascinating that just the preparatory stage of weaving, and we're going to see even more, just the mere preparatory stage is itself a malacha. Even though you haven't achieved anything as such, and usually, if you are teichin, you're teichin. If you're mavashla, you're mavashla. If you're tzad, you're tzad. If you're meitzi, you're meitzi. You've done something. But here... And perhaps there's other malachas like this also, but it just kind of, it just brings into question, if someone asks you, are you able to give me some type of a working definition of what malachas Shabbos are? What is the tzad hashava in how we define malachas Shabbos? So we usually speak about some type of constructive activity. But, from here we see that when you just connect the threads, the strings, what by Mesech, from the Kevet Elyon to the Kevet Tachton, it's just an initial stage beforehand. But I'll go on, and that is Mesech. Now, we have over here this Chutei Ha'erev, you've got the weft strings, and the way that you're able to weave the garment is that you need to introduce this string in and out, up and down, meaning you need to lift up some of the strings. So let's say you've got, six strings. So 1, 3, and 5 you will lift, 2, 4, and 6 will go down, and you will introduce the Chutei Erev back and forth. And the way that this is achieved is, forget about Maastricht over here, it's not Senegal for us, you've got these Bati Nirin. So the Bati Nirin is these round circles, these heddles, and the Nirin is, this kind of apparatus is this, So once you have oiseshtei bati nirim, you've set up the threads and you've introduced them into two of these bati nirim, so then that is what we speak about in this malacha. So let's just, again, we can always refer back to this. So it says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says oiseshtei bati nirim vanirim. So you create the Ashtei Bate Nirin. Rashi says, Shenosan Beis Chutin Shalshasi Binira. You put the two warp strings. Rashi says, Binira, which what does some do with this word Binira? Or they just change it to an Aleph, okay? In the Nira Shakur Litzish. So I'm assuming that means you're putting it into the actual hole, this heddle over here. And if you do one of those, it's a shtei batei nirin, benirin, or bekiras, benafa, bekvara, or besal, because all of these types of things are different ways where you have a crisscross type of action where you need to lift up some of the fibers or some of the wicker basket or some of the thread and so on. So once you do that, that's considered to be a significant amount in order to be mechayiv you. That is with regards to oizah shtei batei nirin. And then finally we say, hatefer beiz tzfirois, vakirei almanas litzfor beiz tzfirois. If a person stitches two stitches, or if you are kireya, you tear for the sake of making two stitches, then you're going to be chayiv. Good. Fine. Says the Gemara. Yes, Rabbi Yitzchak Tani Shtayim. Rabbi Yitzchak learnt not 3 and 1 in Rabbi Eliezer, but 2 and 1 in Rabbi Eliezer, which means that Rabbi Eliezer is only arguing on one point. Meaning, we learned the Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer says 3 at the beginning, and 1 if you're adding on. And the Chum say no, it's always 2. Rabbi Yitzchak taught that it's 2 at the beginning, and 1 if you're adding on, in which case he's only arguing on one point. Exactly. We learned 3. One is with thick string or thick threads. One is with thin threads. So what does that mean? Some say it this way and some say it that way. Meaning, which one requires 3 strings and which one requires 2 strings? So some explain it this way and they say, alimi, if it's thicker threads, tlasa le sastri. Once you have 3, then it's not going to unravel. Tre sastri, but if you've got 2, it will unravel. Just like, I don't know, if you make a knot, it's much easier to undo a knot made of thick string, than one made of very thin ones. So if it's thick, it's not as tight, and it can unravel. Therefore, you need 3. Whereas 2, even if you have 2, it will not unravel. Trei nami le sasu, I'm la gisa, and some say it the other way, and they say like this, kitini tlasa yedia. Trei la yedia, if you got 3, then it's significant, it's like apparent, it's noticeable, it's conspicuous. It's got the appearance as if you have done something. Whereas, alimi, treinami, yedio, when it comes to the thick ones, even 2, is significant and is conspicuous. Good, Tanya, now we're going to quote 2 braises. The first braise is seemingly going like Rabbi Eliezer. The second braise is seemingly going like the Rabbanim. So Daniel, Ha'orig Gimol Chutin Batchila. That clearly seems to be going like Rabbi Eliezer. You do 3 initially and 1 when it's already Orig. Chayev Chamim and Beim Etzchid Beim Esayif. Sheyuran, the shear is, what does the Bach do? Shtei Chutin. Yeah, Ubisafa, whereas if it's on the hem, Beis Chutin Bereichav Gimol Batinir, meaning there is significance if on the hem of a beged you do a stitching which is the width of 3 heddles worth. That once you do that thickness, that is considered to be a significant thing in the weaving. Halamazet Daymord is this analogous to La'irig Tzilzul Cotton Beis Chutin Berechav Gimel Bati Nirin. It's like if you make a very small, narrow belt, once it has the width of Gimel Bati Nirin, so I guess, going back to our diagram, so however big these little heddles are, you know, it could be very small, but once you've stitched the bottom of a garment, like on the seam, the fold, the hem of the garment, and you've done it however many centimeters or millimeters that is, 3 batimirin, that is considered to be significant. Says the Gemara with the Bach Skirsa, Ha'oreg Gimel Chutim Etchila Ve'Chadal Ha'oreg Ha'yev, that line of Oreg Gimel, meaning we're quoting, quote, Ha'oreg Gimel Chutim Etchila Ve'Chadal Ha'oreg Ha'yev, end quote, Stama K'Rev Eliezer. That seems to be going like Rabbi Eliezer, who says you need 3 initially to kick off the weaving process. Tanya, now we're going to bring a Braisa, which seems to be going Stama like your Rabbanon. Because what does it say? Ha'oreg beis chutin al hagas. If it's 2 al hagas, Rashi says you're doing an oreg harbe. Beis chutin al hagas v'ala imra chayiv. So Rashi says al hagas is oreg harbe, ala imra is tchilas habeged, she'organ boy, meaning you always require 2. Be it you've got a large piece of woven fabric, or you've got a small swatch, whatever it is, you always need to have 2. Well, that's obviously going like the Rabbanan. Whereas Rebbe Eliezer, I'm a Rafiro Echad, even 1. Ubistafa, and if it's the seam, the ham, Mishnei Chutim Berecha, Shleisha Batinir, and Chayyad, like we said before, Alamazadeim, Ala Erig Tzotzla Katan. So we quote, we say, Tzotzla Katan, Shnei Chutim Berecha, Gimel Batinir. So we quote, and we say, Ha'oreg, Beis, Chutin, Alagas, Ala Imra, be it that you're doing a large, you're adding on to something which has got already got a large section woven, or you're starting from a small swatch, 2 is sufficient. Stomach Rabbanan. That is going like the Rabbanan. Good. Then we go to Eisashtei Bati Nirin. Eisashtei Bati Nirin. So it says, the Mishnah says, Eisashtei Bati Nirin. Benirin, we said, so my benirin, what's the pshat benirin? So Amrabaya tarti bebate nira v'chada benira. So it's referring to 2 bebate nira and 1 in the near. So it seems to be that you are going twice kind of around these heddles and once around this heddle rope. You know, meaning when you are introducing these threads twice into the actual bati nirin, and then one time is kind of going around this rope, which you, as in the diagram, is the nir, and that's, I guess, enough to secure it, to say that it's fastened, because I guess otherwise it's going to unravel. I'm assuming that's what it means. If you look at Rashi says, let's look at Rashi, tarti b'bati nira, b'hadav nira, beiz v'amim, markim l'chut, Shalshasi bibas nira. So 2 times you are markiv. You introduce the warp threads into the bas nira. The hainu shakurin heddles. We're saying, or Rashi says litza, but we're calling it these heddles. The achas bin nira. What's that? To pam shlishis markive al chut hanira. So you're kind of connecting it to the actual string of the nira. Again, in this diagram, he seems to call the string the nira. So I guess if you're attaching it to that, which is more gavalakon, I guess once you do that, it's not going to unravel. So you have prepared the weaving you've done. And again, it's kind of also like a preparatory stage in the weaving that we say you're chayav. Again, I just find it fascinating that all these, the Mesech and Eisashtei Bati Nirin, these seem to be stages which are machshir, the Ariga. They don't seem to be significant malachas in their own right. Just a bit bothered with all of that. Good. So that was that. Then we gave other examples. We said in the Mishnah, Kiras and Nafa and Kvara and Sal. So, my Kiras, Amarav, he says, Mutsuvisa. Rashi says it's what's used by other craftsmen, by Urias Gardin, that they use their feet, and they have pedals, and they, with their pedals, they lift things up and down. It's some type of a heddle frame, which they use their legs with to move it up and down, but it's the same concept, just a slightly different type of apparatus. So basically, once you have attached 2 warp strings through the batinirin, and one time around the actual near, that is considered to be significant, and you are chayiv. Okay, then we move on to tefira, and we say about sefer based tefiras. So what did the Mishnah say? If you look at the Mishnah, it just said Vatefer Shtei Tefiras, Vakirei Almanas Litzvar. So when we said Hatefer Shtei Tefiras, we didn't actually add any new information which wasn't already presented in Perek HaGadol. Meaning in Perek HaGadol, where we enumerated all of the malachas, we said Hatefer Shtei Tefiras. So Bishlam and other Mishnayas, we've repeated malachas which were mentioned, but we added facts and we added details. So Freg the Gemara Kasha, Freg the Gemara Hatanin Ababes Malachas, Vatevaves Tviris. So why reiterate? Mishnah Tekabayla Misbe Seifa Vakireya Almanas Lit for Bez Tviris. It's got to be for the sake of stitching. Ktaninami Atefer. It says Hatzeifer. Vakareya Hanami Tanina. But you also said that Hanami Tanina Bavais Malachas. And Mishnah the Kabbalah is Hatzeifer. Hakareya Bechamosay. Ba'almeisay. Mishmachi Ketani. Hatzeifer Shtei Tefiras. So it's a little bit schwer. I mean, we're saying Tefer Agav Kareya, which we wanted to say that Agav, the case of Kareya Bechamosay. So Kareya is only for the sake of Tefer. Otherwise, it's destructive. So if you're Kareya Stam, you're Potter. But if you're Kareya Almezei, then you're going to be Chayiv. So therefore, we said the regular Kareya, and therefore we said regular Tefira also. So it's all just Agav. Good. We said a Kareya Almanaz Litvashtei Tefira Ezech Mishkachas. Now, what's the case? The Ovda Ki Kista. What is the case? She says, the Ovda HaBeged Ki Kista Elechas Miskapelas. Meaning when you are stitching the beged, it gets a fold, it's miskapel, it doubles over, it gets a wrinkle. Shena beged shove, who bullet the beged, came in kiss, and like a little bulge, a little pocket sticks out. So what do you need to do? V'tzach likrea beged lamato, umayla lafana v'atzfira misyasheve. So you need to kind of cut and undo and do it again. Okay? Sag the Mishnah. Hakirea bechamosi. If one is kireya in a state of anger, val mesei, or he's doing it because there's an obligation to tear kriya for one of the shiva kreven, the cholam akalkalin, or if any type of act of kilkol, pturin, you're going to be potter. Vamakalkal, amanas lasakin, but if it's a kilkol, but you're doing it for the sake of tikkun, then shiuran kamisakin. It would have the same shear to be mechayev you, whatever would be the shear necessary to do the tikkun. Shear hamalabin v'amanapin tzatzeveh v'atoiva, the shear of whitening. And when you kind of comb out the impurities, and you dye, you spin into thread, kamaloy rechav hasit kofel. It's the shear of a double sit. Rashi says, I mean, a sit is basically this, the distance between your etzpa and your amo, that's a sit, and a sit kafal is double the amount. So the shear of these malachas, if you have whitened, you've been malabin a garment, or you dye a garment, once you do a sit kafal's worth of garment, that is the shear. V'ha'oreg shnei chutin, if you weave two chutin, shirei kamalei sit. And the shear is kimaloi ha sit. Yeah. Good. Fine. Says the Gemara, Fred Gemara Kasha, Reminu will ask you a stira. Hakareya bechamosai ube evloi v'almeisai chayiv. So our Mishnah says, if you're kareya bechamosai v'almeisai you potter. The Braisa says, if one rips something in a state of anger or in a state of avelus, because they're doing so al meisay, and so then the chayiv, alva pishem achalas haShabbos yotza yidei kriya, which is by the way also interesting because we know the Gemara says in Tamura that there's a machlekes of Rava kol milsa de amrachmana leisavid Iavid mahani, Iavid leimahani. Whenever the Torah says not to do something, and you do it, do we say that it works, it helps, or it doesn't work, it doesn't help, and so on. Like, for instance, there's a Mishnah in Chulin, which says, Hashaych b'Shabbos, v'yem kippurim, afal v'yishim eschai b'nafshe, shechitos ekshera. So, and there they also ask, why? Well, why is the shechita a good shechita? Why don't we say, Iavid le'ma'ani? There's a thesis there, there's a with Rav Kiveger. So it's interesting over here, I believe they speak about it over here also, that we said, even though you were not supposed to tear Kriya on Shabbos, on Mishmachalas of Shabbos, Yotze Yidei Kriya. Why, in fact, have you been Yotze Yidei Kriya? Why don't we say Yavid Le'mahani? Al-Kabban, in fact, our mission says, if one is Kirev Hamasi, Al Meisai, the potter. And here the Brisa says, Chayiv. So we say, Le'gash, Ha'ab Meis Tidei, Ha'ab Meis Da'alma. One is one's own Karev, one of the Shiva Kravim, and one is referring to Stam Meis Da'alma. So if a person tears Kriya on Meis Da'alma, that he has no halachic obligation, and therefore it cannot be deemed as something positive, and so on. Therefore you could be potter, whereas if it was one's own mace, one would be chayiv. Good. Let's just look at Rashi directly across. Yotzi de akriya, sha'odim chayiv nekriya al mace. Ha, b'meiz didei, embrace the diktani chayiv, b'meiz didei. Sha'chayiv nekriya alav. Hilkach kriya didei, lav kilkohu. Elotikun, when the person tears, you cannot call that a kilkul, but rather it's an act of tikun because they're obligated in kriya. Good. That is what the Gemara, that's the Gemara's answer. Good. Habamezidei, Habamezidei Alma, Frag the Gemara Vaha Meisoi Kitani, meaning our Mishnah says, Hakare Bechamasi, Ve'al Meisoi, his dead, implying that it's one of his Shiva. Grave him. So how can you say that? Says the Gemara, Olam Meis Didei. But the Mishnah and the Braisa speak about Meis Didei. Bahanach Dalav B'nei Avelez Ninu. And our Mishnah is speaking about someone that there's no actual formal obligation of Avelez. Says Rashi, Olam Meis Didei Shemutel Olav L'Kavroi. There might be some obligation of Kvura. And I guess, I don't know why Rashi didn't add Baal Isha, but it's not from the Shiva Kravim. So it is Mesa insofar as it's his relative, but there's no halachic obligation of Kriya, in which case you can be part of, it's not considered to be an act of Tikkun. Yeah. Freddy Gamavi Chachamu Chayuvi Mechayiv. That even if the fellow is not one of the Shiva Kravim, if the fellow was a Chacham, you're obligated in Kriya, Tatanya, Chacham Shemais, Hakal Kravov. Everyone is considered to be his Karav. Hakal Kravov, Sakat Aitach. Everyone is his Karav. Ala Ema Hakal Kikravov. Meaning Hakal Kirin Olav. Everyone has to do Kriya. Ako holds in a love. Everyone needs to uncover their shoulder, which is a symbol of Avelis. Rashi says, Yitzim Fonov Chalutze Kosev. Kosev. Hako Mavrin love. Everyone participates in the Suda's Havra. Berachava, meaning the first meal which the Aval has post Kvura. So everyone would need to sit on the floor and participate in his meal. So to the extent that the fellow who died is a chacham, still it would be considered to be an act of tikkun if you were kerea, even if it's not from Yeshiva Kravim, if the fellow was a chacham. So it's about a tree of a drav chacham. We're speaking about someone who is not a chacham. Frag the Gemara the Adam Kashu, Chayuvi Mechayiv. There's still an obligation to tear kriya for an Adam Kashu. Yatanim Mivdema Mesim Bonavu Benesiv Shal Adam Kishim Kitanim Rahman Letzlan. Why? Kadesha Yivkevi Isava Adam Kasha. This way it will cause you in the future the Gemara thinks, to cry over an oven kasha. Right, the Gemara Kadesh Yivka, Ervaina Shakri Minei, what, in order to make sure that you cry in the future, they take away your mashkein, so to speak, they take away your child, that can be pshat, Elamim Neishalei Bacha Vis Abel Al Adam Kasha. Right, you have, because the fellow did not cry, did not mourn the loss of an Adam Kasher. And so on, Shekola Beicha Al Adam Kasher, Meichon Loi Al Kolav and Esav, Bishwal Kavod Shasta. The Gemara is saying, even if the person is an Adam Kasher, there is an obligation to be Miss Abel. So to the extent that there's an obligation to be Miss Abel, so surely if a person would tear their garment, they would tear Kriya, then that's considered to be something good and positive. It's considered to be a tikkun of sorts. And if it's a tikkun, so surely you should be chayiv. It's interesting, the Ramah says we don't do this nowadays. The minhag is not to tear kriya for an adam kasha, that we don't do. Certainly one is supposed to be misabal and to mourn and to shed a tear. But to actually tear kriya, one does not do for a stam and adam kasha. One only does for rabbi or rabbi muvuk and so on. So we say now the Mishnah is speaking about someone who is not an Adam Kasher. Frag the Gemara v'id kari b'shas yitzias neshama chiyuvi mechayiv. But if the fellow was present at the time of the patira, there's another chiyuv to tell kriya. Tanya b'shimen loza oimer ha'oimed ala meis b'shas yitzias neshama chayiv l'kriya. There's an obligation to tear kriya. Halamaz adayma. Let's say v'terush nisrafal. So you see that any time one is present, one has to tear kriya, even if it's not your mace, even if it's got nothing to do with you, there's an obligation to tear kriya. Maybe just to mention two things. Number one, nowadays the minhag is not to tear kriya, even if it's Mesoy, one of the Shiva Kravim, and you are present, Vishas Yetzias Neshama, which we always try to do, because it's considered to be a tremendous Nechama, or it's considered to be a very calming thing for the Nifter, that the Kravim are there, Vishas Maisa, and some say ideally even a minion of people, Vishas Maisa. But even if you're there with all the reasons to tear kriya, because you're there b'shas kriya b'shas yitzis neshama, and it's an adam kasha, and it's meisai, the meaning nowadays is still not to do it at the time, but more to do it by the levaya. That I believe is the meaning hamakubo. There's an interesting discussion in the more contemporary poskim as to, what happens? Let's say if you're a doctor in Shari Tzedek. If you're a doctor in one of the hospitals and you're serving Yiddish patients day and night, and you might happen to be in a ward where unfortunately people are dying, so are we going to say that every single doctor, every single nurse, every single time someone passes away has to tear kriya? So there are opinions which say, yeah, you have to do so. And that's the Gemara saying that if one is there, the shas yitzias neshama. It's mamish like a sefer Torah, which was nisraf, and you have to do it, and that's midina de Gemara. Others say, I believe they say this for Shem Shlomo Zalman, that no, you don't have to. And I believe he says that when the Gemara says that ha'imed ames b'shas yitzias neshama, the mashmos the Gemara is ha'imed al ames. You happen to be there. You happen to be there at the time of the yitzias neshama. But someone who kiseder is oimed by mason, because the person is a doctor or a nurse, so it doesn't make sense to say that Chazal will have every single time to rip your garments. And I believe he says a svara, that's what we find sometimes in Hilchos Shabbos, because otherwise people will be nimna, and they won't want to be there in the first place. The doctor is going to say, look, I just got myself, new scrubs, and I'm wearing my new kit. I'm going to have to go ahead and tear kriya again and again. So I think we say, with these svaras together, that practically one is not obligated to tear kriya, even b'shas yitzias neshama. I'll call upon him, said the Gemara's Kasha was, so even if it's not one of your Shiva Graver, and even if it's not an Adam Kasha, still there's an obligation to tear Kriya if you were there, B'Shas Yitzir's Neshama. So we say, Yilei Tricha, our Mishnah is speaking about, the Leikoi B'Shas Yitzir's Neshama. You weren't there, B'Shas Yitzir's Neshama. And that's how we will be Miyashiv. Fine, so I'll go upon him. So how are we Miyashiv? Our Mishnah says, Hakirea, Al Meisai, we said your potter. The Brayz which says, if you're Kareah Al Meisai Chayiv, that's our Miyashiv. So says the Gemara Tenach Meisai, so you've been Miyashiv the Sphira between Meisai and Meisai. Ella Hamasai and Hamasai Kasha. What are you going to do with that Sphira? Our mission says, the Kareah Hamasai potter. The Brayz says, the Kareah Hamasai Chayiv. So we say, Hamasai Hamasai Namile Kasha. Harib Yuda, Harib Shimon. Oh, Rabbi Yuda, the Brayz says, Ganak Rabbi Yuda, the Arma Malachashin Tzich Legufa is Chayiv Alei. Harib Shimon, the Malachashin Tzich Legufa is Pater Alei. If you look at Rashi, almost directly across, Rashi says that, Harib Yuda, yeah, Umeisaya Meisaya Hachinami Havimatsi Letrutse, we could have been Miyashiv also, Elamikara Hadalokimno Kechatana. Originally, we wanted everything to go like one tana. The Le Mitzukma Elak Rav Yuda, the Ha Malachashin Tzich Legufei, Kemitzi Esameis Lekoybrei. I mean, this is like, I mean, I'm not, according to Rashi especially, Rashi Shuta Malachashin Tzich Legufei, where Rashi said that you're not particularly happy about being in this matziv in the first place. So if you are in a state of anger, and because of that, you just tear out of anger, that is not, you're not doing it for a constructive reason, you're doing it for a different reason, that is considered to be a Malach HaShin Tzrich Legufa, in which case, according to Yudhi Yabim Mechayev, according to Shimon, you would be Potter. Frag the Gemara, 1 second, Eimer the Shamas Leil of Yudah, who's Mechayev on Malach HaShin Tzrich Legufa, where at least the Mesakin, where you're doing something which is positive, something which is good, Mekalkel Mi Shamas Leil. If you're doing something which is destructive, something which is negative, would it be to be Mechayiv? Amrav Ovin, Hai Nami Mistakenu, Deka Ovin Nachas Ruach LeYitzroi. He is doing a Nachas Ruach for his Yetzer. He's doing a Nachas Ruach for his Yetzer. And as he says, Nachas Ruach LeYitzroi, Shemeshachach Es Chamosei. He is calming down his anger. Frag the Gemara, Ukai Gavna, Mi Shari, meaning is such a thing mutter to do, Vatanya, Shimon Laza, Imam Shim Chilva, Bar Igra, Shami, Shim Rabiram, and Nuri, and the Karea, the God of the Hamasi, and the Shabar, Caleb, the Hamasi, and the Fazim, Isaac, the Hamasi. So if you do any one of these things, you tear your clothing, or you break Caleb, or you throw money away, and you do all these things, b'chamasei, yehebe inecha, such a person should be in your eyes, k'oived avidazara. Meaning, why does a person get angry? A person gets angry because things did not go their way. Otherwise, if a person was a very humble person, and they don't view themselves the focus of everything, okay, it didn't go your way, so what, who are you? Teretz is, you hold it, ain oid milvavi, there's nothing else other than me, and if things don't go my way, so I'm going to get angry. That's a bechina of avodah zarah. So, how can you possibly say that, how can we say such a thing is mutter? Are we speaking about reshoyim? Is that what the Mishnah is teaching us? So, yeah, shekach umnusay shel yetzer hara, hayoim eimalei asei kach, ulamachar eimalei asei kach. What is the pasuk which kind of alludes to this? You shouldn't bow down, you shouldn't have or bow down to another strange god. Yeah, so I'll go on and frankly, my this such a thing is totally awesome to do. Says the Gemara, Leitzricha de Ka'ovid, Lemirma Eimsa in Shebeise. Avada, we're not speaking about, let's maybe even just speak out the question. If you look at Rashi, important Rashi, Mishari Vahatanya, says Rashi, Alma Lav Mesakinhu, Shemelamedu Margalis Yitzray, Love Yalav. Meaning for you to give in to your anger and thereby rip your garment or smash Kalim, that cannot be considered an act of tikkun insofar as you are doing something which is halachically osur. And you margal yourself, and chalila person is ke'ein on Eved Avodah Zarah. So it says, well, you're right. Avada, you're not angry. You are just making out as if you're angry. You're pretending to be angry. Says the Gemara, what are you doing? So if you would like to impress and instill fear within your household, that is considered to be an act of tikkun, about which you would be mechuyev. The other of Yudah Shalif Matzvaisa, Rashi says, Min habeged b'chamasei laresem shehu kayes v'yaguru milfanav. So he would tear part of his garment, presumably part that he could stitch up. He would break broken kalim. Again, the same thing. He wouldn't use proper kalim, but broken kalim. Rav Sheshes, Ramila la Amsa Munina Aresha. Rashi says, Munini is Tzir Shal Dagim Katanim, the brine of small fish. And again, in all these cases, they were not angry, but they did it to impress and instill. And Rabbi Abba Tavar Nachtama. Rabbi Abba, he used to break a Nachtama, Rashi says, Kisei Hakab, the lid of a pot. Okay, let's just see a little bit more. Amr Shimon Bazi, Amr Shimon Levi, Mishim Bar Kapara, Kol HaMirid Demois, Al Adam Kosher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Seifron, U'minichan, Bebeiz Gnazov. Anyone who's able to shed tears at the death of the Levi of an Adam Kosher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep them the base gnozov. Shenamer, as the pasuk says, Neidi sofarto ato sima dimoisi b'neidecha an halei b'sifascha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hold on to them and will count them. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kolmes Atzel b'sfei d'shul chacham, ro'i l'koivrei b'chayiv. And if chalila person is not maspid that someone karoi, then they deserve chalila to be buried alive. Shenema, the pasuk says in Yeshua, "V'yikbro oisei b'gvul nachlosei b'simnas serach." The pasuk says, "Asher b'har Ephraim mitzvain lahar gosh," is what the pasuk says. Malamed shirogash aleihen har. This lashon of gosh is like the har was rogash. It had tremendous rogash against them, laharga, and it wanted to kind of bury them alive, as if the mountain would fall on them. Okay, maybe we'll call it here, and we will pick it up Motzei Shabbos at 11:30.